okay with that, it's 8:30 a.m. Central Time. It is Saturday morning, and this is the Vintage Single Sideband Net, founded by me, Pat, WB9GKZ, my location, Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, in beautiful, snowy, wake up with 3 inches of fresh, wet snow, Wisconsin. So here we are, and we're going to have some fun and fellowship and some good times with our old junky single sideband equipment. Equipment that is usually rejected by the general ham population because usually we're off frequency or we have scratchy switches or some other anomaly that generally annoys most operators, but we are going to poo-poo all of that here and just go with what we have. This is it. This is true radio with our vintage crappy junk. We do have rules, and one of the big rules is you must have tubes, real, actual, usable vacuum tubes, not fake or positioned imposter-type tubes, but real, actual, functional tubes, vacuum tubes, located inside your equipment. So your radio could be a hybrid, like a Kenwood 820 or an FT-101. It could be a completely old tube rig, which is great. If it's some sort of exotic set, we allow radios with completely solid state, but they must have red LED readouts, like an Atlas 180. Is it a 180? No, maybe like an Atlas 350 or some of the older Tentec Omnis and things like that. We do have violators that come in here from time to time, and we have some chronic violators that I'm just getting sick of. One of them's down in Illinois. I won't mention any call letters, but I'm just getting frustrated with these continual people that try to edge their way in here, ramming their solid-state radios down our throats. Enough of you already. So please, let's take a minute right now to tune up our radios to the maximum output provided by FCC rules and regulations, to the utmost of spectral purity and the lowest third harmonic distortion. This is WB9GKZ, and we'll recap check-ins in a minute.